Hello and welcome to our special December reflective service recording, which we hope will enable you to join with us in worship at different times over the Christmas period. As we put this together, we are still in the first week of Advent, so the first part of the recording reflects that in the hymns and readings and in Ian McNair's talk, Looking Forward to Christmas. You'll find all that on tracks 1 to 8 if you're using the CD. Hark the Herald Angels Sing is the bridge to the second part of the recording, which brings us to the familiar readings and carols of the Christmas story. You may want to listen to these nearer to Christmas, but we pray that however and whenever you choose to listen, the words and music will speak to you afresh of the God who, in great love and vulnerability, came as Emmanuel to live among us, to bring us hope, joy, salvation, and life in all its fullness. Even in these challenging times, that gives us much to celebrate. We hope too that listening to friends from Queen's Road share in readings, music and singing, you will be able to join in and feel part of the fellowship at this Christmas time. And so we begin with some words from the prophet Isaiah to those who were waiting with longing and hope. The people walking in darkness seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
Born in glory and star clear. everyone. We're going to spend a few moments in prayer, so let's just pray. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, we come to you not because we must, but because we may. You invite us. You made it possible through your Son for us to approach your throne, to receive mercy and to find grace to help us. Lord, we bow in humble adoration and heartfelt gratitude. We marvel afresh as we remember the extraordinary events which are at the heart of Christmas. A baby boy born to a teenage girl. And that boy, in all his vulnerability, is Emmanuel, God with us. Lord, we pray that you would renew in us a sense of wonder that God became man and dwelt among us. For months we have endured isolation, fear, loneliness, separation, as we've suffered under the restrictions brought about because of the pandemic. And it's not just us, it's people across the world. Heavenly Father, help us to remember we are not alone because we have Emmanuel, God with us. May your presence be so real to each one of us, wherever we are and whatever our circumstances. Lord, grant us strength to cope with each day, comfort in our anxieties, and give us grace to endure. You have promised you will meet all our needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Help us to remember this when our spirits are low. Give us the eyes of faith to see you meeting each need and grateful hearts for the blessings we do have. God of grace, we want to pray for all who work in the National Health Service, for staff in our residential care homes, and for carers who may visit our private homes each day to bring support. Help each one to keep on giving in spite of their weariness. We ask you to renew their strength and give them new measures of compassion and joy in their service. So, Lord, we commit one another to you, the one who is ever faithful, who does not change, and who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
The reading is from the first chapter of Luke, beginning at verse 26. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. for no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant. Mary answered, may your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her.
This reading is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, the Magnificat. And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers.
I wonder if you're looking forward to Christmas. We know of one young mother who is definitely looking forward to Christmas, although she would not have put it like that. We read about her in Luke chapter 1, when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, the mother of Jesus. Let's think about Christmas, not the presents or the food or the decorations, and certainly not the arguments, but the real meaning of Christmas, the birth of Christ. Mary's immediate response to the angel's message was fear, then uncertainty, then acceptance, and finally, praise. As Mary pondered the wonder of Gabriel's announcement, we find that she was looking forward to Jesus. Gabriel said, "You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. The Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." And Mary's response? "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." What are you expecting this Christmas? Mary was, quite literally, expecting Jesus, looking forward to his arrival. Mary was also looking upward to God. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour." The first Christmas was a time for looking up. The shepherds looked up at the angelic chorus. The wise men from the east looked up to the special star in the sky. But months before that, Mary was looking up to God, her Saviour. We seem to spend a lot of time looking at shops and catalogues before Christmas, or looking at television, and not enough time looking up to God. But when we do, we will discover, like Mary, that God is mighty. The Mighty One has done great things for me. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. We will discover that God is holy. Holy is his name. And God is merciful and faithful. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful. Mary was looking forward to Jesus, looking upward to God. And Mary was looking outward to the world. Mary could see six classes of people: the proud and the humble, the powerful and the weak, the rich and the poor. Not for the first time, she could see the injustices of a troubled world, but now they appeared in a different light. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. This is not a vision of the present, but the promise of a different future, when wrong will be put right, when injustice will be banished, when righteousness will be restored, when the qualities of humility and childlike trust will be rewarded. The baby to be born in Bethlehem was not only born to be Saviour, but born to be King. There would be mercy, but there would also be justice, and the corrupt values of a fallen world would ultimately be overturned. As we look forward to Christmas through Mary's eyes, we see that she was looking inward to her own soul. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. My soul, my spirit, my Saviour, all generations will call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me. It's all very personal. At Christmas time, a lot of magnifying goes on in our stomachs. But what about our souls? Mary magnified the Lord in her soul and spirit. His might, his holiness, his mercy, his faithfulness, his justice, his saving grace. It's all for me. We have an expression, don't we? Making a mountain out of a molehill. We often get things out of perspective, and we need God's perspective on our lives. We need to magnify the things that are important and minimize the things that are unimportant. To magnify the things that are helpful and minimize the things that are harmful. And finally, Mary was looking onward to the future. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. That's quite a vision, isn't it? All generations from now on. We live in a culture that's obsessed with celebrity. Ask many young people what they want to be when they grow up, and the answer you will get is famous. I want to be famous. But fame is deceptive. It's an illusion. Blessing is something quite different. Fame comes from the world, and the world is very fickle. Blessing comes from God, and God is very faithful. Fame doesn't last. Blessing is eternal. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. And from our perspective, centuries later, we can testify to just how true that proved to be. When our vision and expectation is aligned properly, we are truly blessed. Our vision of Jesus, our vision of God, our vision of the world, our vision of ourselves, and our vision of the future. Mary, the mother of Jesus, had 9 months to prepare for that first Christmas, and what traumatic months they were. But her faith was steady, and her obedience was complete. She's a great example to all of us to fix our eyes on Jesus, to find our strength in God, to see the world with all its injustices and pain from God's perspective, to nurture and satisfy our own souls by faith in God, and to let hope burn brightly in our hearts.